Welcome to Legacy Leader Show. We are here to explore cutting-edge strategies and inspirational stories that help shape today's visionary and tomorrow's legacy leaders. Join me as I explore today's transformational ideas with industry experts, providing you with tools to lead with impact and innovation. In this episode, I wanted to share personal story, but also important how to lead in the new era. Why it's so important to transform diplomacy and also focus on connecting the world. So topic of today is definitely something that cuts so many leaders' attention. We're seeing a plethora of tremendous change that is happening currently. And question is how we're positioning for that change. I know that a lot of you may feel discouraged and think that you don't matter or you feel helpless or whatever you might be able to do that maybe not be enough. But I wanted to point out how important it is to truly understand that every single one of us, even with a small action, it's creating ripple effect. And we hope that the ripple effect we're talking about is a fact that we all truly desire. Let me share quickly something that might resonate very well with you. If you could remember when you were a young child, what did you care about? What was important to you? And think about it, moments. For example, when I was a little girl, I had full eyes of wonder. Everything was so fascinating. I was uber curious. I was eager to learn, explore, and discover. Through my journeys, either on the playgrounds with the boys, because I was known as a tomboy, or amazing travels with my grandparents and checking out cities and distances and travel by land. I also looking amazing maps of prehistoric changes and historic changes that took occur from over the centuries, as well as geographic aspects of where the borders, the lines, blurred or not, are existing and how the world is being shaped, a world that's being also not only connected, but also divided. And with that curiosity, obviously, I dwelt more in history as well as geography. That served me so well through my life, especially in this modern time. Because more than ever, we need an opportunity to transform not only the leadership and the ways we lead and play a crucial role in everything we do, but also obviously from aspects of diplomacy and everything related to that. So I really wanted to show something that from those little passions, I'm sure you had your own passions that wanted to connect you more with others. And it's naturally we see that demonstrated as we go in preschool and school and later on to college, but also as we carve the path who we want to be and what professions we dwell in, right? All of those things build us who we are, from all those ancient civilizations to current cultural nuances and desire to connect. And my focus today on this Legacy Leader Show is about that connectivity. It is about what really fuels us along in life to commit to understand better not only the complexities and differences, but also interconnectivity with not only with people we feel comfortable with, but people that we truly simply don't know much about it. And that is where the beauty is. And I find this to be mission critical for today's leaders. It's very evident that we're facing a lot of challenges. And a lot of times it's due to lack of understanding. Lack of understanding what role we can play, lack of understanding where other people or groups are coming from, but also how do we differentiate? How can we strengthen not only our approaches, but also internationally, how do we be more diplomatic to transform these critical areas? And one of those areas that I wanted to talk about is obviously public relations, in addition to international affairs and overall diplomacy that is tied to social advocacy. So when we look at things from a public affairs perspective, this field, obviously, if you're not familiar, it's focusing on relationship interactions between the countries and also covering specific aspects of trade, security, cultural exchanges. But as we also move in 2025, I find that we have tremendous opportunity, not only this year, but also beyond, to really look at how can we adopt and increase influence through digital diplomacy. So are we, what we're doing with our digital footprint, focusing on the larger umbrella? meaning connecting with the world, not just the market that we feel comfortable in, but also how we rise to non-state actors and global challenges like climate change, cyber threats, and requiring more collaborative and multilateral approaches to govern. How can we step in and do that? If you're doing any type of business, specifically multinational on a global scale, you know how important it is to look at things from that perspective, and how it's important to also look at how we actually collaborate together to make those not only safeguards and governing and focus on that much more effective, but also find solutions for these complexities. When we work together, when we collaborate, I always keep saying magic happens. Things get happen done much more effectively, the quicker. And when we also have very inclusive point of view, we find solutions that we never thought about it. And that is something that I can't stress enough, so important and urgent to be addressed as we move in 2025 further along. And with this first quarter, we're already seeing so much need for it, don't we? So now let's take a quick look what we're also looking from leading these international affairs and how diplomacy really ties to that. You know, and this is something that I found rather intriguing. We also see, obviously, a lot of geopolitical tensions. We've seen dramatic climate changes. We also seen economic disparities. And that is something that really affects and delimits tradition of diplomacy, and specifically traditional type of a diplomacy that many of you are just thinking it's related to government and politics, but doesn't necessarily actually equate to that. And more do we look at is how we actually collaborate that is not necessarily just governed through that lens, but it's more from corporate lens and more of cultural lens. I feel like that's where true treasure is. Because a lot of those rigid hierarchies that existed for so long and unilateral approaches often fail. And we see this historically. We see centuries through centuries. We see this also happening in most current times. How do we address these uncertainties and how do we interconnect with these challenges? Obviously, it's going to be tremendously important because we are truly sitting on the major historical moments, history in making. Question is, how transformative leaders and leaders that have the opportunity, like yourself, to make an even small incremental change can influence that. And obviously, as I mentioned earlier, collaboration and specifically in diplomacy aspect, that is fostering partnership across the nation in industry and cultures is going to be fundamental. Has to be intentional. We can't point the finger them versus us. And we also have to really look at what is important to others and beside what's important just for ourselves. And not only finding quote unquote the win-win, but finding the common grounds are going to be hugely, hugely important. How things play out and what historical moments we are going to intentionally shape. We also look at things from to create a sustainability and sustainable solutions, because we also know that we have to prioritize those goals. It's not just about longevity of one company, but it's also understanding the trade, understanding the import-export aspects, understanding the supply chain, all the aspects that are crucial for business to run effectively. Because we co-depend to be part of this ecosystem. And if this ecosystem is not reflecting very well how we're doing it and why we're doing it, then we need to pause and examine that. Because always everything starts with why, right? Why should we change? Why should we do better? Why we cannot wait? Why? Those are the questions that I keep hearing over and over again. And they're very, very important questions. And I want to make sure that you are able to answer them. Why you're working for a certain company? What is expected from your role? And why you are the best contributor in order to solve that issue internally as well externally for your clients. And things goes on and on. But right now, it's very important to also look at the sustainable solution for these global problems and prioritizing those with shared goals with other individuals of interest. So if you're not sure who is interested in specific aspects of it, it's important to really look at how we can better regulate this. So, for example, I know we've seen a lot of polarization just around one topic, which is climate change. The reality is, no matter what we believe in, the facts are there. We've seen unprecedented extreme types of weather occurrences. And as a result, we're seeing floods, we're seeing fires, we're seeing so much of people displacement. And as a result, a lot of areas that is not safe. We're also seeing a lot of volcano eruptions. We're also seeing increased not only air traffic, as well as obviously saturation on traffic on the land. And as a result, what implications that is creating. So it's very important to really understand how all of those elements are also affecting different nationalities. Right now, we have nearly 200 countries that decided to come together and tackle a common threat. That should be great goal and good enough goal for us to do and dive into. So, for example, Paris Agreement is the one that is affecting this climate change. And it's really important that unpredicted cooperation underscores the power of collective action. And that action is going to be a game changer, specific when it's focused on positive outcomes, right? So, why I'm also wanted to address when we think about it, some other elements here, as obviously, even if you just pause for a second and think about it, how things changed from you and your family since you grew up in your town or city or your country. And how much you've seen decade after decade the trajectory of that change impacting you in ways you never thought about it. From fast pace to technology to changes that you just absolutely have to adopt. So it's also very important that we really look at that also from this public relation lens, which is the third point that I wanted to address, because public relations is also often misunderstood and involves managing the public image of organization or individuals and shaping public reputation and perception through the media and communication strategies. And I know this sounds cliché, but right now, I can't stress how important it is to have intentional branding individually, self-awareness of who you are, how you are perceived, but who you also wanted to be, and define that sweet spot so that you consistently can demonstrate not only your leadership, but also your tremendous value. So from public relation, it's not just a paparazzi chase and interviews and videos and content that it's so carefully created that takes away true meaning who you are and what you stand for and what is important to you. But what I'm finding fascinating, how much right now we have tools available to create this amazing digital footprint, but how many leaders fail to be visible? And for us that chose to be visible, like myself, not only by posting regularly on LinkedIn, by creating special episodes of Legacy Leadership for now for fifth season, or constantly putting myself out with curated topics and addressing elephants in the room through my leadership column on Forbes. I would really want to show the vulnerability and authenticity. It's crucial more than ever. We all want human connection. We all want to identify our own tribe. Where do we belong? Who resonates with us? And how is this going to, as a result, change where we're headed? And specifically, when we see a lot of things coming from very short-sighted approaches. It's easy to blame. It's easy to point a finger. It's easy to be unhappy. It's easy to express the anger and frustration. But what is not easy is to decide, starting today, I am going to be more visible. I'm going to evolve. I'm going to advance not only data analytics and what's hot and topics and AI tools and everything that's available on our fingertips, but also how I'm going to be creating personalized, communication, how I'm going to be also sharing some of the strategies that I'm seeing that work very well for me, or strategies that work very well for some of my clients, or things that we're seeing that are being great example in the times of chaos, crisis, and conflicts. We see all of those three things escalating and taking us on the spin and ride, right? But if we stay grounded and we look at things from a perspective, how I can have now relations with the people that I want to reach that really need to hear this message today. That is a perfect example that what you are capable of, what you can do, and how this can really impact this. And beyond the traditional PR, beyond just trying to make sure that everything of us is perfectly curated and make a company look phenomenal. But reality is, it's not about that perfection. It's about the purpose. If we're not authentic, that purpose is not going to show. And as a result, the level of trust, specifically level of trust by leaders and others, your precious talent and teams is going to deteriorate. But I bet you already know how much is going to then also affect relationships with your constituency, your stakeholders, your clients, right? So what I really want to make sure that we look at also public relations through as a bridge between organizations and the public. I also want you to look at that this bridge of the digital time also feels fragile right now, because it is. We're seeing so much of controversial information where sources are not checked, where we're seeing events that are happening, where there's a lot of propaganda, where there's a lot of skepticism on messaging, intentions, alliances, decisions, and everything quickly can escalate and backfire. So it's very important that we stop this misinformation, because we know how misinformation can spread not only like a wildfire, but also can damage permanently effectiveness of leaders, the companies, and frankly, their survival, right? So it's very important to look at things more from multiple lens. Because more than ever, I can't stress this enough. We need focused, mission critical leadership. And big question is, are you ready for that mission critical leadership, for you to step in, for you to demonstrate and to lead the way? Now, it's not a time to sit on the fence. It's time to take action. It's time also to look at how we can also drive the change, the transformation that is so important with that authenticity that I mentioned, but also with this purpose-driven communication, connection, any interaction, right? And more of that absolutely public relation in order to reach out not only to your existing clients, your internal and external stakeholders, but also the future one. Because more than ever, we need to restore lack of the lowest trust in leadership right now, the lowest trust in corporations, the lowest trust in the governments. We need to really look at how we transparently lead, how we prioritize that transparency, what that means to us, and how we demonstrate it, right? How we engage in two-way dialogue, how we really truly have a conversation, how we open channels so that we can truly hear each other, but also how do we align a message that I find that is meaningful for others to take action, that they can feel that they can stand behind it, not just endorse it, not just being a passive and click on it, but really engage it and create not only the great movement, but also help out to move things in direction that a lot of times I know it's very hard for a lot of people to really understand. So my great colleagues and friends, I really want to make sure that we do not lose the sight. Definitely not the side of diplomacy as a practice of managing relationships and specifically international relationships, specifically with not only great dialogue and negotiation, but also truly showing that we're true trusted partners for long term. We're not just something that we can give and get. Transactional aspects of it are completely shifting. And it's very evident when we deal with projects very transactionally and just money driven, we lose chance of connecting and building something phenomenal long term. We also lose chance to have brilliant people standing behind us. We lose chance to self-correct and correct things that could truly be detrimental. We also learn that it's what is important for environments and opportunities to look at. Right now, we have a plethora of issues, as I mentioned earlier, but ones that still are highly focused on, obviously, is cybersecurity and a lot of policies and a lot of explosion and change due to AI, need for governing, need for some of the regulations, but also need to have that more creative, collaborative, inclusive, transparent, diplomatic, engaging force multiplier that actually corporations need to more than ever institute in everything they do, especially publicly. We're seeing a lot of trends right now with mergers and acquisitions. We're seeing a lot of trends that a lot of companies are scrambling and adding additional services that are not typically well known for. And they're not executing that well. We're seeing some areas market saturation. We're seeing demand and need for some things that be done in different time frames with the different price points. And all of those things are either bringing us closer, depending how we're executing that, or further away. So it's very important to think about it. How do we specialize? Through our obviously specific services and products, how we govern, how we come across, and then also whose interest do we serve, right? Specifically, if we're serving on clients' behalf, do we know what the client want? Do we know truly where the buyer is coming from? What's important to buyer? I had a recent situation when buyers' expectations were completely missed. And because of so many layers in complex conversations, negotiations, and deal making, who is actually offering what? And lack of recognizing where the relationships stand and who is the driver of the changes that are needed to happen. So, in order to expand in today's markets into new markets, manage international investments and portfolio. I also think it's important to mitigate these geopolitical risks with confidence. When we know as a company that we have a great reputation, when we know that our intentions are pure, where we also know that we are not just looking short term, everything starts unfolding very, very effectively. And one piece that I really, really want to share here is also importance that we advocate socially. It's so important. So many companies have nonprofits or special NGOs that they're offering support and help. And they sometimes see this as a tax write-off and as a check to show that they socially care. Right now, all of those companies are very easily seen for what that is. Because when we have opportunity to advance social advocacy and also create more global dynamics with equity around issues that we've seen more than ever, it's being stalled around education, around healthcare. It is very important that we have very strong understanding how our policies and our advocacy is helping those voices and drives systematic change. When we have healthy environments where we operate, when we have stable countries that can support us in our growth, when we also take care of the people, when we find avenues to make things better, not only are you going to be more profitable, more popular, but also you're going to have reverse way of doing public relations. Others will be doing PR for you because they will be super thrilled to be part of something. People love to share. Where are absolutely something happening detrimental, but also when something that is amazing occurring as well. So we have the keys in our hands, and I hope that through this share on the Legacy Leader Show, you had a chance to enjoy. And I really look forward to having some of your questions shared below in the comment section. Feel free directly to reach out. But I really want to emphasize, why is this in closing so important to my heart? Based on my global business background, based on my travels, based on relationship I build, not only on LinkedIn with people from every single country in the world, but also relationships that took decades to expand upon. When people know what you stand for, that commercial diplomacy that is bridging gap between international relations that I talked about and business successes, you know, that's where all these great aspects start happening. But that's where we can cross the borders in such a smooth and effective way and collaborative way. That is where magic of public relations occur. And that's where we also see tremendous shaping because we are constantly asked, and this is the arena that we added as a part of the growth and change and need and anticipation that really then builds overarching umbrella of that digital footprint. So I hope you take power in your hands to advance this digital media footprint for you and your organization, to really be conscious of that public relations and how you are come across and what are you trying to achieve and how you lead the way and be consistent at it. And then also how you continue to be diplomatic and be the bridge, like we are here, not only on this show, but also at our company, Legacy Leader Institute. And I can tell you right now, we need more than ever bridges. We don't need more borders and more divisions and more conflicts, right? And more chaos and more crisis. So again, I urge you to take a look and see how you play in this space, how you can contribute, how you can support. Where do you can regain support and help? Something I will be happy to share some of the great stuff that we're doing here at Legacy Leader Institute, but also how you can position in midst of all the changes that we're seeing and continue to see. And we just started 2025.
At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world? Join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg, each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?